In this tutorial, we will review how to cancel a patient's appointment when scheduling from the Office Appointments Week view. The first method allows you to choose the patient before selecting an appointment time and date. In the top left-hand corner of the screen, click the Select Patient button. Enter one of the forms of patient identification into the text box. When the correct patient's name has been selected, the appointment summary screen will appear. Enter one of the forms of patient identification into the text box. When the correct patient's name has been selected, the appointment summary screen will appear. From the patient's appointment summary screen, the most basic way to cancel an appointment is by clicking the Cancel Appointment button at the top of the screen. After the Cancel Appointment button is pressed, the Appointment Summary screen will list only scheduled appointments that are able to be canceled. When you have found an appointment needed, left-click and a pop-up alert will appear. Select Yes to continue the cancellation. The Appointment Details screen will appear. The appointment information should be reviewed to confirm that this is the appointment you wish to cancel. For EMR clients, you can quickly create a reference triage by clicking on the New Triage link. This will pull the appointment information into a newly created triage, so the provider will promptly be alerted of the cancellation. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the Appointment Summary screen. Notice in the bottom left corner of the screen, a reference will be made to the Superbill encounter number. That its status has been changed to canceled. If you do not need to cancel multiple appointments, click the check mark in the top left corner, and you will return to the provider's schedule. The second method allows you to cancel the appointment directly from the appointment summary screen. Rather than clicking the Cancel Appointment button, find the appointment in the summary list and right-click over it. A pull-down menu will appear. A variety of appointment options are listed. Select Cancel Appointment. Select the Cancel Appointment option. The pop-up alert will appear and ask if you are sure that you want to cancel the appointment. Select Yes to continue canceling. At the Appointment Details screen, review the appointment information. The pop-up alert will appear and ask you if you are sure that you want to cancel the appointment. Select Yes to continue canceling. At the Appointment Details screen, review the appointment information to confirm that this is the appointment you wish to cancel. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the Appointment Summary screen. Click the Continue button in the top left-hand corner of the screen. To return to the provider's schedule. You will notice that the patient's name will be listed above the move bars. You may schedule the patient for another appointment now, or click the Select Patient or Cancel buttons to deselect the patient. You may select the patient for another appointment now, or click the Select Patient or Cancel buttons to deselect the patient. The third method again uses the right-click option. and works much in the same way as the previous method. At the provider's schedule, use the move bars or arrows to access the date. Right-click on the correct patient's appointment. The pull-down menu will appear. You will notice that there are two cancellation features available. The practice cancel appointment choice enables you to cancel the appointment by practice. This feature automatically makes the canceled time slot unavailable. Select Yes. Select Yes at the Cancel Appointment pop-up. And when the Appointment Details screen appears, click OK to confirm the cancellation. You will notice that the appointment selected has been made unavailable. The final option also allows you to cancel a patient from an already existing appointment. By left-clicking on the existing appointment, an options menu will appear. Notice that options 5 and 6 are the cancel and the practice. Notice that options 5 and 6 are the cancel and practice. As with the previous methods, selecting one of these options will prompt the cancel alert pop-up. Click OK at the appointment details screen, and you will return to the schedule where you will notice that the time slot is now unoccupied. Click OK at the Appointment Details screen, and you will return to the schedule where you will notice that the time slot is now unoccupied. This concludes the Canceling a Patient's Appointment video tutorial. This concludes the Canceling a Patient's Appointment video tutorial.